towards the end of the year, alarm was expressed in angling circles in Kerry over proposed regulations on the tagging of wild salmon and sea trout in 2026. The draft regulations were open for public consultation. The closing date was the 20th of September at 5:30 p.m. Among the proposed regulations was a ban on live bait and worms, and groups in Kerry were arguing this was unfair on older anglers who may not have the physical strength for fly fishing or using a spool. And there was a lot of concern over, obviously, the declining numbers of salmon and trout. The other proposals, the wild salmon and sea trout tagging scheme regulation 2025 included proposals to reduce salmon angling bag limits from 10 fish to 3 fish per angler per season, restricted to the period 1st of June to the 31st of August. Ribblers with angling harvest options would open catch and release from the 1st of January to 31st of May in the interest of conserving spring fish. Open harvest from the 1st of June to the 31st of August, subject to an angling limit of that 3 fish per person in total during that period. Once that limit was released, anglers must practice catch and release only, and then the final period of catch and release only from the 1st of September to the end of the season. And this had caused a lot of concern for a lot of angling clubs. We spoke to a number of them late last year. One of those anglers and an independent councillor on Kerry County Council, Sam Locke, is with me on the line. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Julian. Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to all of us.
Same to you. What can you tell me in terms of an update on this situation? Where does it stand now? The regulations are on hold. Is that right?
Everything is on hold. It's the same run of play as was last year. There was over 350 submissions made by angling and angling clubs in relation to these new rules and regulations to be implemented. It was, an oversight on the government side where they were trying to fast-track these recommendations in. Now, we pointed out to the government and ministers, and Deputy Healy Ray came on board and addressed the matter for us in the Dáil, and the regulations were not signed off on. With that in mind, Jerry, we have a serious problem with the salmon in our country. The problem is not with the angler. The problem is outside in well off our west coast, where we have trawlers, ships that are coming in, they're rifling our seas, and there lies the main problem. But the problem is not with the angler. The angler will always respect the river and always had and managed the river, maintained it and made sure it was secure. And the idea that somebody can go out there and catch 10 fish, my God, it's a long time since I saw 10 fish being taken from any river on any given day. But they need to look at the concerns of the angler, and they need to look at it in depth, where clubs are going to fail if this was implemented. We have people that are holding off buying a license or membership because of these new regulations, which would have an awful impact on those that would not have the ability to fly fish or spin for fish. So we're hoping against all odds again that they go back to the drawing board, listen to the concerns. As I said, there are over 350 submissions gone in there, and these are realistic submissions, and they need to be addressed. So we need to sit down around the table and have a decent conversation as how we can conserve our wild Atlantic salmon.
Do you think the department and the minister were surprised at the number of submissions that were brought in, and that's led at least in part to the pausing of the introduction of these regulations as proposed, that they have to go through all of them?
Yeah, of course, Jerry, because I think you know the committee that was set up to try and put these proposals forward, they hadn't a clue. They hadn't a clue what was going on.
Well,
they don't know what's going on.
It might not be that, Sam. It might be more that you're objecting to the severity of the restrictions. But that may be because, and I know you're talking about who's to blame for this, and I know anglers felt that they were being blamed for the falling numbers, but the numbers are the numbers. So you have to deal with how many are coming in.
Yeah. But we know what fish are getting up to us. We see it there in the month of August. We see the red salmon running up to spawn and getting up there. But 5 years down the road, when those particular fries come back up into rubbish. They're right, let's see. They're right.
There's not enough of them coming back, is the problem.
They're not allowed to come back, Jerry. They're not allowed. You have a factory ship there that's bedded off the west coast of Ireland. God only knows what they're processing. We don't know what ships are outside there and what they're disposing of. There is no accountability. We have no need.
Where do things stand now, Sam? What's going to happen from this point, or what are your hopes as an angler as to what will happen now?
Well, as of now, I will be purchasing my salmon license. I will be hoping to get out at the start of the season, which opens on the 17th of January, God willing, and weather permitting. And I'll be able to warm fish for a fish down at my ease and not having to look over my shoulder and the bailiff to come down and take my equipment off me.
Are you expecting any sort of an update from the minister before that date, or when are we expecting a response, do you think, from the department? We will be contacting them to find out where things stand.
Yeah, I don't expect that we're going to be hearing from the department in the near future. It's going to take a lot of negotiations to go on, and you know they have to cooperate with the angler. And as I said, the revenue that would be lost by putting these new rules and regulations in place. I mean, tourists coming into this county to fish our rivers, the value of that tourist alone, for even to try and catch a fish, is up to €1,000.
Yeah. For the local economy, when they come here, they eat in restaurants, they stay, they come to to fish.
Yeah. And they want to take a bit of time off and get away from their workplace and unwind, like myself. It takes a bit of unwinding, as you know, for the likes of myself to do, and the one place that I can unwind and leave all my worries and stress behind me is at the bank of a river, sit down and just let my head clear.
Okay. All right, Sam. Listen, look, that's where we'll leave it. Thanks very much for giving us your view. We'll await what happens. The latest update from the department, from their website, the gov.ie website, dealing with this wild salmon and sea trout tagging scheme regulations for 2025 and conservation measures for the 2026 season. They're saying that the public consultation closed on the 20th of December 2025. We would like to thank all stakeholders and members of the public who took the time to respond to this consultation. Submissions received during the consultation period are currently being processed and assessed. The department will consider the views expressed as part of the process to finalise the regulations, which is expected to be completed in the new year. Now, what that means in terms of in the new year, and they say further updates will be published on this page in due course. No direct update yet. We will try and get on to the department to find out exactly what's happening. But Sam is suggesting that this is going to be delayed and the new regulations, as envisaged in the draft proposals released before Christmas, will not be coming in as is. That bag limit will not be down to 3 salmon. We'll have to wait and see what happens with it. We'll get further clarification. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.